Lord, you've given us your word that you deliver us from our enemies. Surely you will lift me above those who rise up against me. You rescue me from the violent man. That's Psalm 18:48. We stand on this for ourselves, our families, heart dwellers, and our President Donald Trump. Amen. As I was going through the comments tonight, there was one that really stood out, and I felt it was worthy of mention. One of our subscribers had a dream, and she said, I had a dream the other night that President Trump was in an aircraft that exploded in the air as it was flying. It was terrible, and I had the worst feeling of dread over it. I asked the Lord if the dream was from him, and I got a confirmation that it was. The deep state is desperate to stop President Trump from indicting them for their crimes, so we need to keep praying for him. So I went to the Lord about it, and I said, Lord, is this true? And he began, Have you not borne witness to it, Claire? Have I not quickened to your spirit that this trip to North Korea is fraught with dangerous opportunities to put an end to him? Indeed, I have warned you, and all heart dwellers, be on alert. Pray against this, and I will foil this attempt on his life and his loved ones. But you must seriously pray and keep this in the forefront of your minds, ready to drop to your knees in the moment of decision. Let him respond to no man's pressure to get on any plane. May he stand against every attempt to be lured into a trap. May those around him be forewarned with foreboding for him not to pursue a plan, but find an alternative or cancel altogether. This is a very dangerous time. And here I just want to mention as an alternative, it's not unusual for the enemy to attempt something out of season. In other words, it might be obvious that that would be the time to kill him, but they may attempt it before May, and that's something we definitely need to be alert to as the Lord calls us into prayer, that yes, it could be the trip that he's planning in May to Korea, or it could be another time before then. So let's keep our hearts and minds agile and responsive to the Holy Spirit so that we can be there for our president when the time is necessary. The Lord continued, I am with him, and your prayers will indeed save his life, and I shall be glorified again and again and again. Who are these vain and blind opponents who believe I do not see, nor will I stand against their plans? Who am I in their eyes, a mist and figment of the imaginations of ignorant people? Who is it that says, His God does not see, his God does not hear, nor will his God save him? Who is it that slays the widow and the stranger and murders the orphans? They have said, The Lord does not see, nor does the God of Jacob pay heed. Pay heed, you senseless among the people. And when will you understand, stupid ones? He who planted the ear does not hear. He who formed the eye does not see. He who chastens the nations, will he not rebuke? Even he who teaches men knowledge? The Lord knows the thoughts of man. They are a mere breath. That's Psalm 94. And a couple of other scriptures stood out to me. For he knows false men, and he sees iniquity without investigating. That's Job 11. To God the Lord belongs escape from death. That's Psalm 68:20. The Lord helps them and delivers them, and he delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. Psalm 37. Hate evil, all you who love the Lord, who preserves the souls of his godly ones. He delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Psalm 97. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire. And he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. That's Daniel 3. The Lord continued, I am God, who delivered my righteous ones from the blazing furnace of Nebuchadnezzar, and so shall I destroy the fiery darts of the wicked, for I am God and there is no other. Yet you who lay snares have stood in quicksand, which shall surely engulf you unless you repent and turn from your evil ways. No matter how great my wrath, my mercy will be present to you when you repent. That's a beautiful promise from the Lord for our enemies who we continue to pray for. I'm going to have a teaching on intercession coming up very soon. We're collecting incidents to share with you. But until then, I appreciate your prayers, and we're learning a very great deal, and we're going to pass it on to you soon. The Lord bless you with His wisdom and perseverance. Amen.